From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, June the 23rd, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajanski is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Greene County Legislature will select a construction manager for the proposed new county jail next month. Four potential candidates will be interviewed by the Jail Construction Committee beginning July the 7th. BBL Construction Services of Albany, Turner Construction Company of New York City, Gilbain Building Company of Providence, Rhode Island, and the Pike Company of Clifton Park in Saratoga County have all formally indicated interest in the project. Greene County Jail Superintendent Mike Spitz said, and I quote, "I called all of the county jail administrators and no one said anything negative about any of the companies," end quote. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said, "Everyone on the list has municipal building experience, and some have more experience building jails than others." Legislators will hold a special session July 14th to discuss the interview results and decide the next steps in the project. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Greg Hudson is reporting in the Daily Mail that Hunter Town officials and law enforcement continue to look for a solution to the parking problem on Platte Clove Road. At the Hunter Town Board meeting on Wednesday, June the 22nd, Town Board member David Cuckle said, and I quote, "It's getting rather hairy out there," end quote. Cuckle said the road is narrow and has no viable shoulder area and cannot safely accommodate parked cars while providing safe passage for emergency vehicles. Huntertown Police Sergeant Robert Haynes told the board that the section of Platte Clove Road near the parking area that is owned and managed by the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation needs to be posted as no parking on both sides of the road. Haynes said the parking issue is especially bad on weekends, even when there are no organized events taking place in town. Law enforcement and town board members are planning a visit to the site sometime before the next board meeting on July 19th. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Chris Bragg is reporting at Capital Confidential that Governor Andrew Cuomo said on Wednesday, June the 22nd, that he does not believe holding a special session later this year to close the so-called LLC loophole or to restrict lawmakers' outside income would be productive. Cuomo said it would be futile to call them back and believes the only way to implement the changes is with a constitutional convention. Cuomo said, and I quote, "There's no point in calling them back because the measures they didn't do, they don't want to do," end quote. The Times Union reported this week that so far, not much progress has been made in building momentum for a constitutional convention. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Now here's Andrea Sears from the Public News Service reporting on the decline in the incarceration rates.
States that reduce their prison populations are seeing their crime rates go down, too. In the 1990s, getting tough on crime led to a rapid rise in the number of people incarcerated. Now, with more than 2 million people behind bars, the United States has the largest prison population in the world. But according to James Cullen with the Brennan Center for Justice, a new state-by-state analysis of data from 2006 to 2014 shows reversing that trend doesn't increase crime.
Not only is it possible for states to lower incarceration and crime, but actually most states are already doing it. And that's important because it really shows us a pathway forward to solving mass incarceration.
27 states have reduced both incarceration and crime rates, including New York, where the prison population declined by 18% and crime fell by 17%. California reduced its incarceration rate by 27% with an almost equal drop in crime. But as Cullen points out, similar results have been achieved in states such as Texas and South Carolina.
So you're not just seeing a few states that you often think of as at the forefront of reforms, but you're seeing states that you wouldn't think about not only reforming, but reforming and staying safe, too.
Two out of three states that increased their prison populations in the same time period saw crime rates increase as well. The 1994 federal crime bill gave funding to states to increase incarceration, and the prison population exploded. Collins says the Brennan Center is proposing legislation it calls the Reverse Mass Incarceration Act.
And the idea is the federal government portioning off $20 billion over 10 years, giving funding to states that are able to lower incarceration and crime. And we know from history that states are going to respond to those incentives.
Cullen notes that the Brennan Center analysis shows reducing crime and the prison population is not only possible, it's already happening. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
Now here's Andrea Sears from the Public News Service reporting on the thriving eagle population.
New York's bald eagle population is on the rebound. Monday was National American Eagle Day, and for the second year in a row, three bald eagle fledglings have taken flight in the Nature Conservancy's Meshomek Preserve on Shelter Island. Mike Scheibel, manager of the preserve, says that is real cause for celebration.
We are witnessing one of the most remarkable conservation success stories of our time, due in large part to the removal of DDT from widespread agricultural use.
DDT, a potent insecticide that interferes with birds' ability to reproduce, was banned in 1972. 50 years ago, bald eagles had all but disappeared from New York. According to Scheibel, back then, the eggs laid by a nesting pair near Hemlock Lake in upstate New York were no longer hatching.
By 1965, it was the last known bald eagle nest in New York State. So we're essentially down to nothing. One pair of eagles that was experiencing continued nesting failure.
In 1976, the Department of Environmental Conservation began bringing young birds in from other states to rebuild the population, and there are now an estimated 350 nesting pairs in the state. Scheibel likes to point out that groundbreaking work that made the connection between DDT and declining bird populations was done on Long Island.
I think the lesson is that it's good to think globally, as they say, but it's a reminder to us all that conservation can and does start locally.
The Nature Conservancy has preserved bald eagle habitat and protected waters that eagles depend on for food throughout New York State. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
David Lee reports in the Columbia paper that on June the 12th, New Lebanon debuted a new playground at the Shatford Park Pavilion on State Route 22 in Lebanon Springs. Linda Hersa, a local entrepreneur and community activist, found out last year that Steventown Elementary School was being sold and was giving away the playground equipment for free to anyone who could remove it from its concrete foundation. Town officials and volunteers went to work to remove and reinstall the equipment in the Columbia County town. At the playground dedication, New Lebanon Town Supervisor Colleen Tief said, and I quote, "I know New Lebanon. We may not have a lot of money, but we have dedicated residents," end quote. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Today is day 6 of the extended WGXE All Together Now 2016 Summer Pledge Drive. WGXE programmers, volunteers, and staff are in the process of raising $20,000 to keep WGXE hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a partly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 78 degrees. For Thursday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 55. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, sunny with a high near 81 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 56. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 86 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 60. Sunrise today was at 5:20 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:35 p.m., providing us with 15 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, exactly the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 23rd day of June, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.